On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Scary Stories came out on August 9th, 2019, and is a horror mystery thriller. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 1 hour and 51 minutes. The director of the film is Andre Overdahl. You'd recognize him from Autopsy of Jane Doe. We also have starring in the film, Zoe Margaret Coletti, who plays Stella Nichols. You'd recognize Zoe from such films as the 2014 Annie, where she played Tessie, and also Wildlife, where she plays Ruth Ann. We also have Michael Garza, who plays Ramon Morales. You'd recognize Michael from The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, where he played Eddie, and also the series Wayward Pines, where he played Frank Armstrong. We also have Gabriel Rush, who plays Augie Hildebrandt. You'd recognize Gabriel from such things as Moonrise Kingdom, where he played Skotak, and The Grand Budapest Hotel, where he played Otto. We also have Dean Norris playing Roy Nichols. You'd recognize Dean from Breaking Bad, where he played Hank Schrader, and also the 1990 version of Total Recall, where he played Tony. And finally, we have Gil Bellows, who plays Chief Turner. You'd recognize Gil from such series as Ally McBeal, where he played Billy Thomas, and also the film Shawshank Redemption, where he played Tommy. The plot of this movie is really about a group of teens that end up accidentally releasing an evil that makes them end up facing their fears in order to save their lives.
What's that?
It's her book of scary stories.
Some people believe if we repeat stories often enough, they become real. They make us who we are. That can be scary.
Eat it, Harold.
Do you want to see a haunted house?
Some kids went missing, so they boarded it up.
Okay, we saw it. Should we go now?
Who ordered the chicken?
What's that?
It's a book of scary stories. Tell me a story.
What's going on?
Tommy's missing.
Tommy's name was in the book. There's no way it's actually connected, right? Okay, what if what happens in the book is exactly what's happened for real? Oh my God. Augie!
Stella!
Listen, you're in the next story.
We're reading it right here.
It's a corpse looking for her missing toe.
I'm afraid that we woke something up.
You shouldn't have taken the book.
We must stop it.
Sarah Bellows' book, where the stories write themselves and it all comes alive.
The Jangling Man is coming.
All right, so that is the trailer for the film. So let's go ahead and review it. The film is based off the book that came out in 1981. I was so young when this came out. I recall it being very popular in second or third grade. We would get these very thin Scholastic book order papers, and the cover of the book was on the front page, and all of the all of my friends and all the other kids were kind of talking about it. It was probably one of the most checked out books in the school library, so much in fact that our teacher, I remember, had bought a copy for the class just so that it could circulate. So to see that a movie was coming out that is produced and the screenplay is written by Guillermo del Toro, I was pretty excited to see this film. Admittedly, even the trailer made it more exciting, more enticing. I wanted to see it. So the original book had a total of 29 stories, which, by the way, this book has had sequels. There's more Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and then Scary Stories 3, Tales to Chill Your Bones. But the first book had 29 stories. So that being said, there has always been stories that stuck out more than others. They were the ones that got spread around. People would talk about it. I remember in school, you would just say keywords to talk about the book to kind of identify which of those stories were your favorites. So if you said something like Spider Cheek, people knew, right? And of course, we see that in the trailer. Or if you said the Scarecrow, or the Scarecrow one, again, also seen in the trailer, but people knew. One of mine was Flashing High Beams. So if you've read the book, you'll know which one I'm talking about. The movie obviously wouldn't be able to cover all of these. However, it does cover six of them. I had wondered how they were going to tell the stories. I guess in my mind, I thought that they would have kind of like the kids hanging out together, maybe at like a camp out or a sleepover or something like that. And then they would start telling scary stories. And as they told them, it would show kind of how that happens, or, kind of re-dramatizes it. And then I thought maybe there would be like a twist at the end or something like that. But really what they did instead, and this isn't spoilers, this is pretty much out there and you kind of gain that from the trailer, was that they created one main story that actually strings these other stories together kind of in their own unique way. The stories are still there, but they also have their own twists to kind of fit the film. If I'm being honest, it kind of feels like it loses some of the suspense in the stories, from how they were told before. And again, this isn't the case in every story being told in the movie, but some of my favorites kind of fell a little bit flat. I also feel like that the trailer spoils a lot for the audience. Dare I say that it almost releases all of the highlights in the film? And that might not be fair to say, but even after seeing the trailer, it kind of does. The story that they created to support the storyline is okay, but for this reviewer, it tends to feel more kind of like a Goosebumps movie. It does feel like a film that is directed more to kind of like an older teenager audience. Say, maybe I'd even go as low as 13. Obviously, it's PG-13, so 13 to 17-year-olds. And some people might argue, well, it's got kids in it. That's kind of the idea. I argue that no, the new film It, It 2 is coming out this year. That has tons of, that's got little kids, and even the first one had little kids, and I mean, that's not for little kids. So it's not fair to say just because it stars little kids that it is for little kids. But this one, yes, it is. I think teenagers will like it more than anything. The film is entertaining with the creatures and the CGI, which is what Guillermo del Toro is kind of known for, so he doesn't let us down there so much. But the film itself is not worth seeing again, in my opinion. Seeing it once was good, and now I'm done and I'm ready to move on. It actually kind of felt a little bit long, and I did start to check my watch a few times before it ended. So for this film, I'm giving it 2.5 stars out of 5. Stingers, during or after the credits, there are none, so after the credits start to roll, go ahead and get on out of there. And this concludes my review of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Now, before I go, and this is a little thing that I'm going to start doing, is I found that I don't have a lot of time to do full reviews for every movie that I watch. We try to fit one in at least once a week, and then we'll do a high recap or high review of a film. And I would like to do that with Hobbs and Shaw, which came out on August 2nd. It stars Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, and Idris Elba. Again, I'm not going to do a full review for the film because, well, like I said, it's a time. But honestly, the reason why I chose this one as the quick go-to is I really have not been a big fan of the Fast and Furious franchise movies. And I didn't like this one much either, which is kind of too bad. I really had high hopes. And knowing that there are a lot of fans out there for the franchise, I knew that many would disagree with me, kind of saying it's not fair to give it a review when you're not even a fan of the franchise, but I'm not. It's not my thing. That being said, I would give it 2 out of 5. And that is all, folks. That concludes our show. So as always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. You can also find us through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. Anchor is great because they allow us to be played on such things as Spotify, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and even Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. And we can't thank them enough for that help. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink, and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.